Wait, we have to say that thing.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Radio Tufts
Freeform
in Medford Radio.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Hi, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm Max. I'm subbing for Trisha, who's usually here, and I'm today joined by two very special guests. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm also Max, but the different one.
And I'm Noah, and I'm just me.
Wow. Yeah, we're super excited. We got some really great stuff prepared.
We've got some real gems.
We've got some
great stuff. I think you guys are going to like this first one.
Oh, yeah. Should we just... I feel like the song needs no introduction.
Truly no introduction. You'll get it when you get it.
You'll probably know it. I feel like most people... Well, some people might not, you know.
Yeah, pretty... they've been living under a freaking rock.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all we have to say. Here we go. I go in my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, but I made you look. I'll make you double take soon as I walk away. Call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do. I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do. Ooh. When I do my walk. Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, for dancing, come with us. And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh, ooh. In the industrial zone, I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. While the first bar, things were alright, but in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night, and I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. In a lesbian bar way downtown, I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare, but in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare, in this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh. Dancing in a lesbian bar, oh, oh, I was dancing in a lesbian bar, ooh.
I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, you just heard I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar by Jonathan Richman. And before that, you got a little taste of...
A little taste of the trainer.
A little taste of the trainer. Made you look. I could have my gooby on.
Yeah.
And we did.
And we did have our gooby on.
We did. We did have our gooby on. We had a little bit of our gooby on.
Just a little.
Just a little taste.
Noah, do you want to... Oh, today we're doing ideas.
Yes. We're following in the footsteps of our close personal friends, the Exploration Live podcast. We're
Thank
just going to do...
Natalie Roder-Laitman and Charlie Bardet.
Charlie Bardet. So the idea that I'm bringing this week is one that me and you, Max, talked about a little bit already, which is about genres of music that are self-referential.
Shit, that was my idea.
Oh
my God.
Watch your mouth. I can choose another idea if you want to do that as yours.
No.
We can tag team. Perfect. This idea is sort of the thing of that. I was thinking of two genres of music that are really unique in that they're always talking about the context that you would be hearing the song in, and that is like dance and club music and Christmas music. Because you think about it, it's like dance music is always like, get up, dance, we're at the club.
Get out of your seat.
Yeah, like, move your body.
Or like, we only have tonight. Like, tonight is the last night to do anything.
When I go to the club, I want to hear those club classics.
Yes.
And then Christmas music is all like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's like
all talking about it being Christmas.
Right.
And I feel like for most mainstream Christmas music, that is the only thing that it talks about.
Yes, I would agree. And you don't really see this in other genres.
Maybe
a little
Halloween.
Halloween music, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I can see Halloween music.
I don't know. Like, Taylor Swift is not singing about, like...
About her being Taylor Swift.
Oh, about it being, like, pop?
Yeah, it's not about pop. It's not about listening to music. It's not about really being at a concert, except for maybe our song. The song. That's the only something I can think of. But otherwise, I would say those are the self-referential genres.
Yeah, and I think that, for me, creates this weird dichotomy because I do like club music, and that I can get behind, but I don't know that I can really get behind much Christmas music. I've said this in the past, but
why?
Might that be?
Well, I think it might. Besides the whole Jewish thing, I think it really. I think it does come down to the self-referential part of it, and. Maybe it's just that...
You know, we have the one Hanukkah song, and it's called the Hanukkah song.
The Adam Sandler Hanukkah song,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. But the thing is, I think that, in a way, is making fun of it being... Of the Christmas music. The lack of Hanukkah music. And the fact that so much Christmas music is self-referential.
Interesting.
Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I'm trying to think if there's other genres, like, what other genres of music are there that don't, like, very much don't, I guess every other genre, like.
I mean, there's probably exceptions in every genre. Like, I'm thinking of, like, We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
Is, like, a song about you're about to hear a song, I guess.
Get ready.
But it feels like you're about to hear a rock song. Exception that proves the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas with Christmas and dance music, it's almost entirely the genre.
And it's not like in, like, scatting, they're like, oh, we're scatting.
That would be against the principles.
Right, well, like, in scatting, they are scatting, but they're not saying that they're scatting.
Yeah, they're not like, oh, I'm scatting now, you know? Yeah. Wow. Great idea, Noah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your song of the week?
Oh, yes. So this is not the true song of the week. The true song of the week is a 7-minute Geese song, but that felt rude to bring in when we're on, you know, we have a time slot. I'm not going to take up 7 minutes with Geese, much as I love them. So this song is called Unsaid Warning. It is from an album called LA Critical Mass that I like to listen to when I do work, and I've been doing a lot of work this week, so this is...
Really?
You might be surprised to learn. This is Unsaid Warning by THC. We'll be right back.
Right, you just heard Cowboy Nudes by Geese, and now Max, yeah. R, Tall Max.
The other one.
Do you want to share your idea?
Yeah, I would love to. Okay, so I had to come up with an idea kind of last minute because someone decided to steal mine. Okay, but I call this one TV Productivity. So this is the idea that... In the age of short form content, I mean, you go down the rabbit holes of like scrolling through reels and TikToks and things like that, and then kind of once you do that for long enough, going back to TV, like just watching regular TV, kind of feels productive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like at least in comparison to the short form content. So I'm also now wondering if, like, when kind of TV became, like, a thing in, like a big cultural thing, did, like, people going back to, like, reading a book, like, for pleasure feel, like, super
productive?
Probably,
yeah.
Even if it was just, like, for fun?
Even if it was just for fun.
What if it was, like, a joke book?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, at least you're reading.
But don't even get me started on movies.
Oh,
when I sit down to watch
productive.
A movie now,
oh my God.
It's like...
That's like, yeah. That's almost like I'm actually learning things.
I'm doing a task.
Yeah, it's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I'm proud of myself.
You have to sit through the whole thing. And I like when I get to sit through a whole thing, but it does like require self-control.
I think it's just crazy that somehow the addition of short form content into our lives have made it feel like movies and TV are like... things that are really truly benefiting me and my psyche.
What would you guys say, like, is your average time per day spent watching short form content?
Okay, so
I'm
me
scared.
So as of now, I think it's a lot less. I've gone through many steps to to attempt to reduce that addiction. I actually, thanks to Charlie Bardet, his idea,
gave me the idea to download an app that that blocks how much time you can be spending on Instagram, like beyond the regular way that Apple does it. It like as soon as you click on the Instagram app, it brings you to a separate page, doesn't let you open it, and you have to do like a breathing exercise.
Oh, I've heard of that. Wait, what's it called?
It's called One Sec, I think.
Oh.
There are a lot of different things that do similar things, but I have that, and then also a 15-minute time limit set. So it's like it's two layers. It's basically protected by a firewall.
Do you follow the 15-minute time limit?
Not even at all. Not even slightly.
That one's easy to just say. Yeah. Never mind. No, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah. But the good thing about this app is that if I'm already in it and I finish my 15 minutes and I try and use another 15 minutes, it will still like boot me out, make me do the whole meditation thing again.
Do you actually meditate, or you just kind of sit there?
I think I did when I first downloaded it, and I would say now it just kind of pisses me off a little bit. It's like, who would do this to
me? Wait, how long is the meditation?
It's really not long at all. It's literally like one deep breath.
Okay, so like
probably
seconds.
like 7 seconds in total.
Yeah. That was me. Deep breath.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wow.
So it's like now it just pisses me off. I'm just like, God, who would download this app? Who would make it this difficult?
Yeah, you.
And it's like it me. Was you. It was me.
It was you. It was all along. It was always you.
All it was always you. Okay, let's play a song.
Okay, wait. Do you want to introduce
your
song of the week?
So my song of the week is called "Cherry Hard Candy." This is by. Snowcaps, which is the project by Waxahachie and her sister Allison Crutchfield. They make a lot of music together, and they just released an album like together under a new stage name. It's a great song. Love Waxahachie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm on the phone.
X-ray.
CT scan.
Ultrasound.
MRI.
Mammography.
Angiograph.
Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests?
Now there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments.
Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy to understand way.
Radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definition of many medical terms, and a quick search function.
You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology.
It's totally free, doesn't require registration, and is available in Spanish.
Radiology Info
is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility.
Be informed about your radiology exam. Visit
radiologyinfo.org.
That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org.
Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Sciences Society of North America.
I am not the type of dog that could keep you waiting for no good reason. Run a carbon black test on my jaw, and you it's all been said before. I can swing my megaphone and long arm the rest, but it's easier and better to just beat it from the chest. I could walk into this room and the waves of conversation are enough to knock you down. So alone, so alone, my life. Banks of light, hang your hair shirt on your lowest rung. It's a beautiful light, and I can hang my hair shirt away up high in the attic of the wrong dog's life chest. Bury it at sea all my life. I've searched for this, hey. It's a beautiful life, my life. It's a beautiful life, your life.
All right, you just heard Hair Shirt by R.E.M., and before that you heard Wristwatch by M.J. Lenderman. Shout out, watch. Shout out, watches.
Shout out, time. Yeah. Shout out, all timepieces.
What are your guys' favorite timepieces?
Pocket watch.
Calculator watch.
So good. Okay, I guess I'll read my ideas. I don't have them fully formed in the way you guys do.
That's okay.
This one is just a sentence that says, I've never felt more superior to another human being than when I watch someone else play Tetris. And this was prompted because I was watching someone play Tetris in class, and I was like, why would you put that there?
What's your high score in Tetris?
I have no idea, but all I know is that she was putting the long, skinny piece horizontal.
You don't do that?
What?
Why would you do that?
You save it.
Nice. You save it for when there's one slot.
You save it for
when
you can clear
slot.
A lot of rows.
I guess.
You get more points that way.
And then you get a Tetris.
It's not what I think of first with the horizontal piece.
Wow.
You call it the horizontal piece even, not the vertical piece.
Yeah.
Wow.
Semantics frame how you think about things.
It's true.
Wow. So what's your favorite Tetris piece, you'd say?
Yeah, I like that one. I like the L-shaped ones are nice.
Oh. I really dislike the L-shaped ones, to be honest.
I hate the ones that are like two.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, the Z or
love those guys.
And I also really like the three by with the one in the middle, you know?
Oh,
oh
yes.
Like a
the little T. The little yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. I mean the S ones are kind of or whatever you want to call them. That is kind of like the classic Tetris piece.
Mm.
Like when I think of Tetris, that's the shape I would think of, or if I wanted to communicate the idea of Tetris to someone, that is the shape I would draw, but I agree, they're not nice to use.
Yeah, I really dislike them, to be very honest. I always forget which one can go where.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that's what makes it fun.
I guess that's true. But how do you guys feel about the square?
It's a little difficult.
It just doesn't excite me. It doesn't excite me.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I put one of the squares in, I'm like, oh, great, okay, whatever. I don't feel very accomplished.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever, like, rotate a piece, like, it falls and then you rotate it so that it can fit in a
tiny little nook.
Love
it. Or you hit the save button right as it's about to get fall down, so you get a little extra time.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
These are hardcore Tetris strategies.
Wow, I feel like you'd get really into Tetris, Max.
I did.
Is it from all the scary stuff you see at work as an EMT? You're trying to do the thing.
Oh yeah, don't they say you're supposed to
play Tetris after
they
like a car crash?
They do say, which. I don't really know why they do that. I guess it's just like something
like
to
totally
occupy your mind. Because I will say, anytime I've ever gotten in a Tetris phase, it's like you close your eyes and all you can see Tetris.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than like a grisly accident after you close your eyes.
True. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Anything
that,
else about Tetris?
On that note.
My next idea is sports bad acting. And this is the idea that the quickest way for me to be taken out of a scene in a movie is for the actors to be very obviously not good at the sports they're pretending to play.
Mm. Do you have an example?
Yes. I wrote this down after watching Bend It Like Beckham and watching them play soccer.
Yeah, and you would know a thing or two about soccer.
Famously.
Famously.
Yeah.
Famously. But I will say there's nothing that gets me more engrossed in a movie as like an actor who so clearly like devoted a lot of time to like really know how to do the activity that they're doing.
Well,
like,
you know,
Chef, like the movie Chef.
Chef,
I have not seen.
What are they cooking?
Yeah,
probably
they're just cooking.
Wow.
Or like did he actually learn drums for Whiplash, which I haven't seen?
I think he might have. I think it's possible. I'm really surprised you haven't seen it.
I don't want to experience it, I have to say.
Okay, you might have to play some Tetris afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next idea?
My next idea is just the line, does your stomach hurt or are you wearing a belt? Sort of
a really great heavy hitter
for me.
Yep. And really, it stands alone.
Yeah. Or lower back sometimes.
Yeah. Or it can also be in tandem with socks off, you're fine, which is like, are you upset or do you just need to take your socks off?
Or also, alternatively, similar vein, the kitchen vent fan off.
Is the kitchen vent on? Oh my god, that happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
2 days ago. 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you mad or is someone just putting dishes away?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho's it.
I guess I'll play my song of the week, which is a little bit of a downer, sorry, but it's so good. It is Look at Miss Ohio by Jillian Welch. Okay.
Ohio, she's running around with a rag top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag top down. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now. Had you run regimental soldier, and mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at Miss Ohio? She's a running around with a rag down. She says, I want to do right, but not right
on the floor, safe from everyone. just me and my dog, and I just don't care at all. It's just me and my dog for the long haul. People say I'm chasing my tail in circles all day, trying to find my way, and I might never. But it's me and my dog, and we'll try to.
You just heard The Dog Song by John Myrtle. Shout out to Baby J.
Little Baby Jasper. Jasper.
Little
Jasper.
Baby J. My mom recently sent me a picture of him, and he looks incredibly human. Oh, it's actually...
Where he's wearing the little shirt?
Yeah, he's wearing a shirt, and his eyes look like it's a human.
Wow. I absolutely love that your mom dresses Jasper up in human clothes.
Oh, yeah. He has his designer sweater that he wore to Thanksgiving.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but it's like a quarter zip, so it kind of looks like he's a mob boss. Like an Italian mob boss.
You would run him off.
With like his collar, like.
Mm. Yeah. If he came around like looking for collections, like, I'd be scared.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That little guy?
That little guy.
Terrifying.
Nip at my ankles.
He doesn't do that. He knows better
he
than that.
He doesn't fight.
He, well. Sometimes Uh-oh. He gets a little bit excited.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's
no.
okay.
Oh, no. But it's all love, I'm sure.
It's all love.
It's all love.
Do you guys want to say rapid fire ideas?
Let's do it.
Yes.
You want to go first, Noam?
Yeah. This idea is called women's backflip, and it's that outside of the context of gymnastics, I feel like I'm really, it's more men that I'm seeing doing backflips, doing parkour. I think it's maybe connected to boys being more recognized as class clowns than girls. I would love to see more women doing backflips.
Wow.
Yeah, and being class clowns in general.
Yes.
I would
say. Doing a backflip. No, doing a flip without a trampoline has always been on my bucket list.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think it will happen?
I think you could learn. No? Okay.
No.
Why? You scared?
I'm too scared. Would you ever do a backflip?
No.
I feel like Max is most likely out of all of us to attempt a backflip.
To attempt is the key.
Attempt.
Is the,
very
is the
confidently. Yeah. I could see you very confidently attempting a backflip. Yeah.
Okay.
And then what would happen?
I feel like you could pull it off.
Wow. You have so much faith in me.
Like, I feel like you would get... Even if it didn't work, you would get very, very, very close. Can you do a handstand? I feel like you can do a handstand.
Like, I can do for about...
Can you do a handstand?
Like, maybe, like, 2 seconds.
That's more than me.
And then my vision goes blurry.
Oh.
So.
I sneeze.
Kasintite.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, so my last idea is called coffee cup success rate. And this is my observation that so many coffee cups and particularly the lids like just don't work and they like dribble when you try and drink out of it and it's super annoying and I would just think that like we as a society would like this would be a very fixable thing. Like
they talk about something very similar to this on the podcast.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't remember this part.
About how that little lid is doing so much when you really think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
your day could be ruined if the lid wasn't working.
Wow.
Yeah.
Day, yeah
your
that's
water bottle
really
ever
true.
Spill in your backpack in elementary school? That is the end of your day.
You ever have
home.
A banana explode?
Yes. I've had a stick of deodorant explode.
I had a friend who, and this was his fault for having this in his lunchbox, but had clam chowder explode in his
Shoot. Hate when that happens.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Oh, How old was he?
This was 9th grade, maybe.
Wow.
No.
Clam chowder
like
for
okay,
lunch.
Advanced palate maybe, but it's not good. And he was like, and there were no paper towels in the bathroom, so I had to clean it up with toilet paper.
Wow,
right?
Can you imagine? Life's hard enough.
My last idea is that Stonehenge feels like it was created by the New Yorker specifically for New Yorker cartoons. Like, it feels like that's the only purpose that it really serves.
Is to be mentioned in a little comic.
Is to be in a little New Yorker cartoon.
Yeah.
And maybe Big New Yorker orchestrated the whole thing. Actually, I don't know. Did they ever figure out what caused...
They were just doing it to, like, for religious whatever. I think.
So it's not New Yorker. It's not Big New Yorker.
We don't know.
But I do think that there are... That could be a category of thing.
That just exists for New Yorker cartoons.
To be mentioned in a quirky way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of other things.
I mean, the pyramids. The molasses disaster.
Tragedy.
Tragedy.
A lot of people died.
Take a moment of silence.
Like...
40 feet. Wasn't the wave
40 feet tall? The wave reached 40 feet tall. Not, like, a real thing, but, like, a story that just feels like it is made to be... A joke is like the Headless Horseman.
I don't actually really know. It's just like a guy that's headless.
I think he was like a soldier or something, was headless, and then he was carrying around a pumpkin as his head.
Huh.
I didn't know that pumpkin part.
Yeah, jack-o'-lantern.
Really? Jack-o'-lantern.
Oh. Do you know him?
No, I don't. Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And do you guys have anything else to say before we play our last song?
No.
Also no.
This has been a blast.
Cool, I guess.
It's all on you to wrap this up.
We'll weight on your shoulders, little guy.
Give someone a compliment and eat a little sandwich.
Yeah.
Just a little sandwich, though.
Just a little one.
Finger food.
I mean, like kind of like a slider.
It's snack time right now. It's 4 p.m. Yeah. I'm
going to go home and have a meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you heard it here first. Max will be having a big sandwich.
And then I'll be taking a 2-hour nap. Who's excited? Me. Okay.
Enjoy.
South on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town.